Book of Lamentations, Chapter 1. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? She that was great among the nations is become as a widow. The princess among the provinces is become tributary. She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she hath no comforter. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction, and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the nations, she findeth no rest. All her pursuers have overtaken her within the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn, because none cometh to the solemn assembly. All her gates are desolate, her priests sigh, her virgins are in grief, and as for her, she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the head, her enemies prosper. For Jehovah hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children are gone into captivity before the adversary. And from the daughter of Zion all her splendor is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. In the days of her affliction and of her wanderings, since her people fell into the hand of an adversary and none did help her, Jerusalem remembereth all her precious things which she had in the days of old. The adversaries have seen her, they mock at her ruin. Jerusalem hath grievously sinned, therefore is she removed as an impurity. All that honored her despise her because they have seen her nakedness, and she sigheth and turneth backward. Her impurity was in her skirts, she remembered not her latter end, and she came down wonderfully, she hath no comforter. Jehovah, behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. The adversary hath spread out his hand upon all her precious things, for she hath seen the nations enter into her sanctuary, concerning whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their precious things for food to revive their soul. See, Jehovah, and consider, for I am become vile. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, whom Jehovah hath afflicted in the day of his fierce anger. From on high hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He hath spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed. They are come up upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fail. The Lord hath delivered me into hands out of which I am not able to rise up. The Lord hath cast down all my mighty men in the midst of me. He hath called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord hath trodden as a winepress the virgin daughter of Judah. For these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water. For the comforter that should revive my soul is far from me. My children are desolate, for the enemy hath prevailed. Zion hath spread forth her hands. There is none to comfort her. Jehovah hath commanded concerning Jacob that his adversaries should be round about him. Jerusalem is as an impurity among them. Jehovah is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. Hear, I pray you, all ye peoples, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, they have deceived me. My priests and mine elders have expired in the city, while they sought them food to revive their soul. See, Jehovah, for I am in distress. My bowels are troubled, my heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Without, the sword hath bereaved me, within, it is as death. They have heard that I sigh. I have no comforter. All mine enemies have heard of my calamity. They are glad that thou hast done it. Thou wilt bring the day that thou hast called, and they shall be like unto me. Let all their wickedness come before thee, and do unto them as thou hast done unto me for all my transgressions. For my sighs are many, and my heart is faint.